Hello. All right, y'all behave yourself. All right, Lord, we just thank you for this time that we're in. And Lord, we thank you for wisdom and discernment, new revelations every day. Thank you, Father, for making us overcomers, all of us to be overcomers. Because the reason we're overcomers is because you live in us and you help us. You help us along. You take us by the hand. You pat us on the back. You give us encouragement. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that tonight all these praises go up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Missy, go ahead. You had a question?
I was just saying, I'd never, I don't think, unless I had forgotten a piece, but I had never completely connected all the pieces of the puzzle about the rap, the those that are dead and also that are alive and remain, and that when we die, our bodies don't go to heaven because it's just our soul and our spirit that's in heaven.
Right.
And I think I remember that now. It's just that it's been so long since I actually visited that. And then, you know, this old teaching in the back of my mind of what of that I had that was erroneous, you know. And just so anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a little bit, taxing to understand how all of it fits together. I have to go back and revisit it a lot. I do. I just like that part of the teachings. It's the prophetic part of it, the end time prophetic. I do. That's what got me into UBM.
Yeah, that's the first thing I read that I read chapter 5 about the man child, hidden man.
Yeah.
It was the very first thing that I read, and I was so like, oh my, I so witnessed with me that it was the truth. It just captured me.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I was like, wow, when I stop and think about it now, you know, it's like, geez, that's the whole end time ministry is the man child, you know. It's just,
Yeah.
you know,
Gonna be a
amazing.
bunch of Jesuses walking around. That'd be awesome. And it won't, it's going to be, this is what the Lord has showed me just in the last little bit. And that is this, it's going to be an effortless ministry. You know what I'm saying? When I say effortless, you know that you know that you know that you know. When you pray something, it's going to happen. You know, when you pray for somebody, they're healed, delivered, set free. You know why? Because you and Jesus are one. You trust Jesus with your whole heart, just like we do now. We trust him. There's no fear in people who trust the Lord, right? There's no fear. Fear's gone, anxiety's gone. You just know the Lord's there and he's got you in his hand. He's told me that a number of times. Of course, it doesn't register a lot of times until you get real close to him and you understand that he's got you in your hands. He's not going to let you go. Ain't nobody going to pull you out, for goodness sake. You might walk out yourself, like David said. But as far as trusting the Lord, you can trust him implicitly. And that's coming. Everybody, every day gets, trust the Lord more and more. That's why this wilderness that we're going through right now is happening. Is to We talked about this yesterday in the book club. Our book meeting. We've been through trials after trials after trials after trials. And through those trials, the Lord builds us up a little more. And we trust him a little more. We trust him a little more and we trust him a little more until finally we understand that he's not going to let us go. He's not going to back away from us. He's going to help us in every way we can, that he will. And That's why the confidence that he's building in us is going to be instrumental in this revival that's coming up. Because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you see somebody that needs help, you can walk up to them and you can say to them, "What's wrong with you?" Well, you might not say it that way. Yes. You might just go up and say, "Can I help you?" "Well, no, I'm okay." I said, "Well, why are you on your crutches? Is there something wrong with you?" "Yeah." "Could I pray for you?" "Oh, yeah. You know, people, are you going to pray for me right here?" "Yeah, I'm going to put my hand on you. God's going to heal you. Let me tell you." And here's something that I started just recently with people that don't know me. As I'll ask him, I said, "Is there something wrong with you that if when I pray for you, if it's gone, that you'll know you're healed?" "Well, I've got pain here. I've got pain there." "Okay, if that pain's gone, you'll know you're healed, won't you?" "Yeah." And you perform, the pain's gone, and they'll jump around and praise God because they know they're healed because you let them speak it themselves. "Yeah, I know I'll be healed if the pain's gone. I have confessed my healing." And you get that in there, I'll tell you what, that'll up your praying time with other people 100%. You get them to confess it. That's another key. Go ahead, Missy.
Speaking of which, I was on my walk today, and there's this lady that I passed by her house, and she's sitting out on the front porch. For years, I've been passing by her house, and not until maybe the last couple of years, say hi or whatever. She hadn't sat out on the porch much in the past, before the past couple of years, because her husband passed away. He was the one that sat out there a lot. And anyway, I've been saying hi, or she's been saying, "Oh, it's hot today to be out there walking," whatever. But anyway, so she said today, I was just going along praying and whatever, doing my thing with the Lord or whatever, and I didn't even see her sitting up there. She said something about that she wished she could be out there walking, but she has problems with her knees. And so I walked up to her. She was on her porch there, and said something to her about it. I said, I said, "Are you a Christian, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ?" She goes, "Oh yeah." And then after a little bit, she said about that she was brought up Catholic, but she hasn't been to church in a long time. She just has her relationship with the Lord or whatever. And long story short, I'm sure she's not born again. She used to go to a Catholic church up the street from us. I didn't know it was closed. I don't know why, but she said it's closed. She hasn't gone since then. But anyway, so I had asked her, I said about praying for it. I said, "The Lord's healed me since 2011, from everything. I believed, that his salvation isn't just, forgiveness of sins, taking away your sins. It's includes, he bore the curse and your sin, and I said, and I said to her, about her knees being a curse. She goes, "Oh yeah." Anyway, she agreed. But then when I asked her, "Can I pray for you?" She says, "You can keep me in your prayers, So, and, but she did say to me, she says, "Sometime come and sit with me and talk with me," or whatever, talk to me, And I was like, "Okay, I said, "I can't today, I have to get home. I have some things I gotta do," or whatever. Anyway, so Father, her name is Sarah. Father,
Sarah.
I thank you, Lord, that Sarah's going to come into your kingdom, that she's one of your elect. I believe that she is. And even though I said, maybe said some things to her that might have been a little uncomfortable for her, she wanted me to come and talk with her. You know, she didn't say about God or anything like that, but Lord, I believe that's an open door, and you answered my prayers, you know, or that I get to share you with someone today, or minister to someone, and however big or little that is. Or so I thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you for granting a repentance unto salvation, Lord. And I, she said, keep her in my prayers. And so, Lord, I just speak health and healing to those knees, Lord. And that the next time I see her, she is going to be, oh my gosh, my knees don't hurt anymore. They're healed. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing that. And that is just a door open wide for her, Lord, to believe, that you are much greater than what she's been taught in Catholicism. And I just break the power of that Catholicism spirit, that cult spirit on her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remind her that I said to her about reading the word and getting to know the word and knowing you, Lord, through the word, and being able to be even obedient. You know, that's how we know if we're being obedient, is through the word. And anyway, so Father, I just praise you and I thank you for my encounter with Sarah, and I thank you, Lord, for more encounters with her. And give her the faith to believe that what I speak, Lord, to her is the truth, Lord, and that she go and look and search in the word, and give her spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you, and lighten the eyes of her heart. She would know what the hope of her calling is, Lord, and that is Christ in her, the hope of glory, that her purpose on this earth is to repent and believe and come into your image from glory to glory, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for breaking off all religious spirits off of her too. Let her be
Amen.
free in you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
you.
What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah? Okay. Sarah, you come into the kingdom in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request or testimony? Let's pray for Ben and
I have a prayer
Andrew.
request.
Do what, Debbie?
I have a prayer request. That's okay right now.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I
Okay.
can now.
Oh, okay. I'm on a different computer, so I don't know how the sound is on this one. It sound really good?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, good. Okay, Gloria got married, you know. November will be a year. Anyway, she married a Christian man. They went to a Bible, his family went to a Bible church in the town we moved here from. And he had a church here he was going to. And then after they were married for several months, he wanted to leave because of disagreements with doctrines, how he put it. So they didn't know where to go, but they went into, we started going to a Presbyterian church. So they seem to really like it. They like how they sing the psalms and everything, and they seem holy. You know, they seem, you know, like they want to live right, you know, and they like the word, although they don't have the truths. We have a lot of false, because all of a sudden now he's teaching, in a way teaching. He's bringing on Facebook. He goes, I used to think, not what the Bible says, but I used to think differently about baptism, but now about infant baptism, actually. And now, anyway, he's for infant baptism now, whatever they teach there about it. And he says something about it being in the word. I've got things in the word to show you. And I didn't even go into it, but I saw it up again today. And I was like, oh. So I've really been praying for him, and I don't want him to lead Gloria the wrong way. Not that it's really a big thing, but in a way it is, because you're not, you know, leaning on the truth. And about dying to self and that old man being buried, and you know, you'd be he's totally wrong. So I just want to pray that that God will just change this. I don't know. I've been praying all day for him. I've been really concerned for Gloria. I'm concerned that if she will not agree with that and it might become a thing between them, I don't want to see that happen either. So, oh, Jesus, I just give this to you, Lord. And I just find the work of the enemy working and Greg lying to him, God, and deceiving him, Father God. And I pray, God, that you would just open his eyes and his ears to your spirit and seeing things in your word. And I pray that you would have people share the right things with him, God, not those that were agreeing with him. I pray that others would come up and show him where the word, what the word says about it, Lord God. And maybe even his parents. I know they don't believe in that because they were in the Bible church, which is believe in the baptism, Lord, what it really is. And maybe they would say something. Just have them have ears open to hear, Lord God, to hear the truth, Lord. And I pray even that you would do something and get him out of that religious place, Lord God, out of that religion, Lord God. I pray that you would just cause them to tire of it right away and do something to remove him from there, Lord. Remove them both from there, God, in Jesus' name. I just put this in your hands, Lord God, and ask you to, I just trust you that you're going to answer these prayers, Lord God, and you're going to either open his eyes to the truth or get him out of there, God, and then cause him to go to see the what he really believed, God. I pray that you'll show him that he didn't really believe by the word, he just believed by what people said. So get him into the word, God, and let him see for himself, God, what you say in the word about baptism, Lord, what it really is, Lord. And I just ask you to keep peace between them and protect Gloria, Lord God, and from believing any lies and deceptions, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, you're going to be glorified in this. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Let me ask you something, Debbie, if I might. About Gloria and Greg. Did they have any problems coming on here?
I don't know. I don't even know if I had ever talked to him about it. Greg sounds very religious. He sounds like he's a person that is, if he doesn't agree with something, well, he'll just leave. I mean, just, I guess, pick this up from him. But I don't know. I could always bring it up, you know. See, right now I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of this entity that's got him bound up in some kind of religious spirit. And we break those chains off of him right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for opening up his spiritual eyes to see and to read the word of God and understand it. And that the revelations that you have in that Bible are more important than what comes out of men's mouths. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that the only word coming out of anybody's mouth ought to be the one coming out of the word. And that's Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing that for Greg and Gloria. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for opening them up to the truth of the gospel now. In Jesus' name. Time is short. We know that you'll do that for Debbie because that's her part of her family. And we thank you for it, Father, for granting repentance to them and bringing them in, Lord, in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we're not going to confess anything but the good confession from this point on about Greg and Gloria. They are mighty man and woman of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Greg and Gloria.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And give Debbie rest in her heart about it too.
Yes, thank you.
She's already put them on the altar to you, Lord, and that she doesn't have to worry about it anymore because she knows that they're coming in.
Yes, thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else? I pray that for all of our families. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening up that avenue for every one of them. Lord, I'll just pray for Blake. He's got a birthday tomorrow. He's going to be 31, him and his brother. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing him in a way that bless him with somebody that he would listen to that's filled with the Holy Spirit and filled of you, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for Blake in Jesus' name on his birthday. That's tomorrow. And I thank you, Father, that you fill him with your Holy Spirit and he'll be that mighty man of God. You told me so many years ago that he was. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. He couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old when he told me that. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Angelica.
I'd like to pray for Isaiah.
Okay.
I was taking a little rest. I was felt attacked in my body and stuff. But anyway, I was taking a rest, and I had some sort of dream of, like, my brother in my old apartment getting into my stuff. And I was kind of like, I had something in there for him anyway. And I was kind of like, hey, like, what are you doing, you know? And he kind of was evading me, and then I kind of chased him into the room. And anyway, he just disappeared. But then it was like, then I was going into the bathroom, and it was like I ran into Isaiah, and it was like it was Isaiah when he was kind of sickly, like when he was on the ADHD medication. He was very like sickly looking and thin, and had like dark eyes around his, you know, underneath him. He was little again. And I said, come here. Like, you know, I just embraced him and just said, you're my baby. You're my baby. Close the door in the bathroom. Like, it was just him and I. And I was just hugging him. And he just, you know, like when they're, the boys are little, they just kind of, sink into your tummy. They're just hide their little faces and you know, into you. And that's kind of how it was. And then I felt like I had a vision of him or of his outline or something, you know. I believe it's going to be soon, but I just, I don't know. I just wanted to pray.
Okay. So, go ahead. We'll believe with you.
Okay. So Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you, Father God, for the work that you're doing, that you have done in my life and Isaiah's life, Lord. I pray that you remove all those things in our hearts that are contrary to love, that you supernaturally deliver Isaiah, Father God, of every lie of the enemy, Father God, and that you keep him, Father God, from every plan of attack of the enemy, Father God, in his life, Lord, and so you just bring him to the end of himself, Father God, and that you cause him to cry out and call upon your name, Lord God, and acknowledge you. And I just find pride and rejection, fear of rejection, fear of correction, suicide, depression, you know, addiction spirits, or anything that he has heaped upon himself, Father God, I just bind it. And I just thank you, Lord God, that I just call him delivered. Father God, I speak his freedom, Father God, before I see it, Lord God. I just thank you that he's free. And I just thank you, Father God, for setting him on the way home, Father God, spiritually and physically, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Isaiah and Angelica. We thank you, Father. We declare and decree him back home here within a week in Jesus' name, Lord. We're going to take a step out in faith and believe that Isaiah's coming home repentant and ready to go to work in the kingdom in Jesus' name, Lord. I know that sounds pretty far-fetched, but I'm believing. Anybody else going to believe with me? All right. Thank you, Father, for bringing Isaiah home, fully repentant, ready to go to work in the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. We send out the angels right now to take care of that in the name of Jesus. Whatever it takes to bring him in Jesus' name. Lord, I just make him sick of himself, sick of the way he's been doing, his mama and the people of God. And we thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Isaiah back. In Jesus' name, he'll be a mighty good help here in the next day, in a few days. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe it.
Amen. I also wanted to pray real quick because I felt when I woke up from that dream, I was like, I think the Lord was saying that my brother maybe had something to do with causing him to be factious initially before, you know, anything else, because my brother just really had a hard time with me coming over here to Tennessee and really even just me coming to the Lord, just those spirits in him. So I just wanted to pray about that too. My brother's name is Edward. And Lord, I just lift up Edward to you, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for delivering him from the rejection of his heart and all the unforgiveness as well, Father God, the roots of bitterness, Father God, that we inherited, Father God. I just cut them off at their source, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I just thank you that Jesus Christ set us free from these wicked things, Lord God. And I just ask, Father God, that you save him in a mighty way, him and his house, his family. And I ask for a spirit of reconciliation there, Lord God. But I just break the power of any demonic strongholds, soul ties between my son and my brother. This factious spirit, Father God, or his father and my son. Just cast that down, Father God. We cut that off of him in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you he's free, Father God, from these lying spirits. And I just thank you. You showed me that you have saved Edward for yourself, Lord God. And I just thank you for doing a quick work in his heart and delivering him from delusion and religion and unbelief and all these things, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Edward, too. And his family, in Jesus' name. Father God, I go a little bit further than that. I thank you for saving Edward and his family, and let him be a good influence from this day on for Isaiah. And I praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that your angels are on the job, in Jesus' name. Turn in favor to you through Edward and also into Isaiah. Thank you for your favorite angels are already on the job down there. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Woo! Praise God. All right, it's done. Anybody else want to pray? Or got to pray? Or a testimony? Where is Benjamin and Andrew? Let's pray for them. Lord, I don't know what's going on up there in Canada. Yeah, Jenny, you got some information?
Maybe. It just dawned on me that there might be power outages up there. And I looked, but I don't know what province they're in. So I was looking at their map,
they're in Ottawa.
Power outage. I know, but I don't know what province that is because this was giving me provinces and I don't know what province Ottawa's in.
It's in that one over yonder.
Anyhow, it looks like it doesn't look like they have power outages up there, so I don't believe that's the issue. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay,
well, but I know they had a lot of fires up in Canada, but that was on the western side, not where they're at.
Yeah, who was it? It was William had fires down over there in South Africa, wasn't it? That stopped right at his fence. I think he said, "That's so awesome, Lord! You're so awesome, Lord to God." Lord, we pray for Andrew and Benjamin. Lord, we just ask and we pray that you make a way for them to get on tonight. They don't miss any. They don't miss many. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Andrew and Benjamin, try to get on now because you can. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Hey, Josephus, what's up, dude?
Not complaining. Lord bless us.
Well, we don't allow no murmuring on here anyway, so that's a good thing.
That's what the Lord told me as well. while I'm on here, I have a confession to make. Lord did have a serious talk with me on, attitude. I did talk about on Tuesday about my victory over the Lord gave me over condemnation. That was a very big thing for me, and I understand and grow in that. And what I did talk about, the Lord showed me afterwards now what I did say about my condemnation about the mountain, the Lord, but you made yourself and all that and things like that. And the Lord taught me just afterwards there is, what I looked at, why I looked at it that way, or that, not what I said, But I stayed up on the talk. But afterwards, I was thinking about when I looked on the chat, what people say about what I did say, and that somehow that gave me a self-righteousness that somehow linked to this condemnation that I had. So the Lord spoke to me about that, and this I have to confess before you all my self-righteousness, because I looked at what the people said about it and not give grace to the Lord and not just the great the mercy and the thanks to the Lord and not just myself. It's not what I did, it's what the Lord did in me. It's all about Jesus and not me. So I just have to confess that and praise be to God. I really ask for forgiveness for the Lord. But I just have to confess it because I did talk about it on yeah. So thank you for the time and thank you for your prayers for me. That's why the Lord gave me to clean out my old house. So there's no more old house. Now it's I'm a new creature in Christ and citizen of heaven now, citizen of Father now, co-heirs of Christ. So my attitude changed. Well, no. Let's put it this way. The Lord changed my attitude. He gave me a serious talk about where do I want to go? Who am I in Christ? What do I have to do? And Doch, it helped me a lot yesterday. It was a tough morning, but the Lord gave me grace to understand and to grow in His Word. And thanks to you all for prayers. That's what brings me through all that things. So many thanks to you all, and special thanks to Father for His grace and mercy. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless you, Joe. Lord bless you. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
My mom told me today was her birthday, and I talked to her, and she said that she had a doctor's visit today, and she was having issues with her blood sugar and blood pressure. And I just I thank you, Father, that no curses were spoken on my mom, that when she went today, her blood sugar was good and her blood pressure, and the doctor does not want to change anything. And I thank you, Lord, that her blood sugar is come down and her blood pressure is not an issue either, and that any medications that she's on concerning that she will be taken off of because she's healed. And I thank you, Lord, for reminding her to confess the good confession. Thank you, Lord, for reminding her that I spoke that, you know, I thank you for restoration of health. And I thank you, Lord, that it is done. And most of all, Lord, restoring her and my dad both to the knowledge of the truth, Lord, the full knowledge of the truth, Lord, in your word, and help them to be good Bereans, especially my mom, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you put in my dad's heart to pick up the word and read it. And I just cast down any thoughts of the enemy put in his mind that he can't understand it or can't read it. I command the enemy to loose my father in the name of Jesus. In that respect, in all respects, but in this particular thing, my dad has the mind of Christ. He is a healed mind. He is a strong mind. And that he can read the word and understand it and comprehend it. You've lied to my father for years, and it's you're done lying to him. He's not believing your lies no more. In the name of Jesus, my dad can read and he can understand and comprehend. And I praise your mighty name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Let me say something right quick about believing. When you believe for something, put it in your imagination that it's already done. Oh, put it in your imagination that it's already done. Put it in your imagination that your dad is healed, and don't talk anything else but that. Oh, he's not. What are you talking about? He's healed. He's already healed. That's quantum faith. That's tucking the things that are not as though they were. That's what God did when he created the universe. When Jesus spoke it, what God had in his mind, it happened. And that's what we do. Isaiah, we just, yep, he's already back. He'll be back here in the next few days, glory to God. You know, whatever it is, Glory and Greg, they're coming into the truths of the kingdom in Jesus' name. I'm not going to accept anything else but that. And that's keep it in your imagination all the time. Yep, bless God. I can't wait to see him. Glory to God, because we're going to have such a good time together with the Word of God. Same thing with Isaiah. We're going to have a good time together with the Word of God, because he's going to be hungry for it. Greg and Gloria's going to be hungry for it. Your dad and your mom's going to be hungry for it. All of our in-laws and outlaws are going to be in hungry for it. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Okay, y'all ready for some praise and worship now that we got all the praying done? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Michael, can I share a little testimony first? According
Huh?
going with, can I share a testimony?
Sure.
To go with Missy's? Because I had type 2 diabetes, and I was on medications and doctor's appointments and everything for 10 years, and all the tests and all the different MRIs, other things they found, and heart stuff. And I just got so, first, yeah, I get sick of it. I got to place, I was so tired of it. I was so sick and tired of going to the doctors, and so I was praying for myself, and I wasn't seeing anything happen. I got so tired of it. And then we started listening to David, and I was ready, you know, I was so ready. I said, yes, that's okay. You know, I'm healed. I just received it and I was ready. And, I came to the point where it was the right time, and I knew it was inside of me, and I just stopped taking medications, and we were going to move here. I told my doctor that I didn't tell him what I did because I was moving anyway. I just said, well, don't be seeing you anymore. We're moving, you know. And before that, I stopped and I weaned myself off of some of the medication. I was on Xanax and other medications. I don't think there was blood, you know, high cholesterol, blood pressure, and different ones I had to wean myself off of. Anyway, so I did that and believed that I was healed, and I've been healed. But the enemy has been trying to bring it back on me, give me these sensations and feelings and things like that. And I'm just not receiving it. I'm just not receiving it.
That's a lying devil anyway. He says he's a father of lies.
Yes, yes. It's all lies. It's lying symptoms,
yeah.
And I don't receive them because I know I was healed, so I am healed. And
yep,
so
you are.
I
Praise
just pray
God.
For Missy's mom so she can continue that she could get that.
Amen.
Be so sick of what she's going through. And just pray for that. You can't talk a minute, of course. It's pray that she will get that. She's so tired of it that she'll, yes, okay, I'm going to believe that I'm healed. And she'll just confess it and keep confessing it. So I've just been walking in faith in it the whole time, and I still am when this devil's trying to throw things on me. I don't receive them. So, anyway, praise the Lord.
Yeah, my mom does say now and then, I'm so tired of the doctors. I'm tired of these medications, you know, and she'll go over periods like that she just wants to just totally just get rid of it all, you know. But I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing her to the point where she is. She really does believe you. And that lie, I break that lie that just because you're getting older, you're going to fall apart. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. That's just a lie from the pit.
Watch
hell.
It.
Baloney.
I saw that.
Anyway, so thank you, Lord, for
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving it the
thank
faith
you,
to believe in my dad. Thank you, Lord. They have it. Jesus.
All right. All right, Joe, go ahead, brother.
I'll be quick. I did clean my phone up with all the things I don't use. So I don't have that group of you, outreach praise group. How do I get it back? Can
I didn't
you
understand what you said.
the signal. You want to send, are you still on signal, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael just needs to send the links to the groups again to you. The
The
invitation to
signal?
the group chat to Joe.
He wants to be on the praise group chat.
That one and
Yeah,
that one too.
yeah, no,
Okay.
only on, I already got the other ones, only on the praise one I want. Thank you,
I'm
Michael.
sorry. Yeah, just the praise and where he can put the songs in for praise and
Yeah,
worship.
yeah. I want to put my song in if you don't
Okay.
mind.
He
Yeah,
needs
I can
that.
do not too late.
I can do that. Did you
Thanks,
pay your
Anna.
tax this week, Joe? I'm
Oh.
just asking.
No, sorry, my money came in late.
Checks in the mail.
Check
Yeah, I'll
in the
get you on
mail.
it. I'll get you on here right quick, brother. That's just a praise one, right?
Yeah, just a praise one. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see here. All right, buddy, you're on.
Thank you.
See how quick that was? I'm getting to be such a techie. I scare myself sometimes. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's see here. Y'all ready for some praise and worship? I am. All right, let's see what we can do here. Well, what happened?
Savior, my joy is complete. Onward to glory, yet here I will wait. I will trust in Christ every step I take. I am sure of your promise to guide me each day, though some may oppose me. Ashamed, whatever I face, Lord, it won't be in vain. I will trust in Christ every step I take. For all of my days, I will live for your glory, running with courage and faith. The prize of my journey, the joy of salvation, to meet my King face to face.
falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry,
you will always be. Oh.
I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded. Oh, 'cause praise is the waters that my enemies drown in. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, I'll praise when I feel it, and I'll praise when I don't. I'll praise 'cause I know you're still in control. 'Cause my praise is a weapon and it's more than a sound. 'Cause my praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to pray. You're faithful. I'll praise 'cause you're true. I'll praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. No, I won't be quiet. My God is alive. So how could
to stand, Lord, I believe. You have saved my life, brought me
took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end.
All right, now this is a stand-up one.
Let me hear the worshipers! Belong to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
So the song I'm about to play is called Come Jesus Come.
I don't know what's going on. I've got this thing went to Microsoft Edge rather than Bravo, what I use. So if you'll give me just a minute, I'll find out what's going on with it. This is not even in the list. Let's do this again. Hang on. All right, let's see. I gotta find. It says I can't minimize.
Michael?
Hey.
We don't mind you singing for us a song while you're busy, eh?
Yeah, you go ahead and sing a song, Joe.
No. I'm just somebody who can sing.
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to figure out what happened. I can't do anything with Zoom recording. And it's got me locked in, so. Let me look here. Hang on. I'll do it this way.
Dancing in the flames, the people cursed his name, bowed at the altar of the father of lies. But there's a number to their days and all their evil ways. The Lord's gonna turn away from all their cries. Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like the dark train running. Coming back again. Brimstone upon their heads, millstones around their necks. They'll feel shaken when the trumpet sounds. And no matter where they hide, there'll be nowhere to run when Jesus puts his mighty foot on the ground. I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Oh, get ready, 'cause the King is coming. The King is coming back again. Lightning flash, their voice will wail, and their teeth will gnash. He'll set fire to the evil ones.
realizing all the wickedness they've done. There'll be no time to turn around as the stars begin to hit the ground and the mountains fall and the veil is torn with the sound of that seventh horn.
Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train. Done. The king is coming and it won't be long.
You have all my attention.
I was a motorcycle rack.
Here's what's happening. If you send it to me in the link, it seems I've got Brave open. And when you send it to me in a link, I can hit the link and it opens up Microsoft Edge and puts it over there doing it over there.
Michael, can you just grab it? Can you just copy it and then put it in your browser in Brave and it should work that way? In place of just clicking on the link.
I have Brave doing the song already. I want to just put it in the search up at the YouTube thing. And if I had the name, I could just type it in. But okay. I don't know why the Microsoft Edge is finally taking over. I would get that Microsoft Google garbage in Jesus' name.
Did you find the one I sent you?
Playing on Microsoft Edge.
Touch of Heaven.
Maybe there was an update, Michael, and sometimes an update will make a default search engine so you can go to your internet options and change it back to whatever search engine.
Yeah. I'll have to do that later. Wonder how it got turned over to Microsoft Edge. That's what I can't understand.
Microsoft.
Yeah. Bill Gates. Somebody string him up. Okay. What's the name of it, Jenny?
Touch of Heaven. Micah Wally. MicahWalle. Yeah.
Wally?
Yes, sir.
A-L-L-Y?
W-A-L-L-E-Y.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, got it. Just a minute. Is that it?
How I live for the moment where I'm still in your presence and all the noise dies down. Lord, speak to me now. You have all my attention. I will linger and listen. I can't miss a thing. Lord, I know my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new. So I surrender all. All I want is to live within your love. Be undone by who you are. My desire is to know. My fears into the wind. I am desperate for a touch of heaven. Through the fire in the in my soul, you're the life in my bones. There is no hesitation in your love and affection. It's the sweetest of all. Lord, I know my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender. Desire is to know you deeper. Lord, I will open up again, throw my fears into the wind. I am desperate for a touch of heaven. Jesus, have your way.
by who you are. My desire is to know you deeper. Lord, I will open up again, throw my fears into the wind. I am desperate for a touch of heaven. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your confidence, you've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last, your word will come to my heart, will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me again. And you never. I never will forget. You never failed me yet. I never will forget.
Cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah is still and all. Oh,
stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my
Sorry about the mix-up, y'all. It kind of threw a wrench into it. Who's this strange person in here? over beside Missy. Is that Andrew? Hey, bud. Glory to God. Good to see you. I didn't know if he's going to make it or not.
Yeah, I made it.
Praise God. Amen. Did everybody's song get played that they had given to me? I hope. Well, I guess that's a yes. Okay. Good deal. Who's the 208? Is that Barbara? No. Is that you, Terry? Or Debbie?
It's Terry.
Terry, okay. I'm sorry. Hadn't got your phone number memorized yet.
That's okay.
All right. Anybody got a prayer request before we close out tonight? Okay, Missy.
I actually got a prayer request, but I don't feel like I should mention the person's name. I was looking at something today, and I read a person in state government, one of the states, and here I saw the name, and I was like, "Is that who I think it is?" Here it's someone that I went to high school and I was in track with. She graduated a year behind me. And I looked, and sure enough, that was her. Well, I looked her up and she came up on Wikipedia and gave her background in politics and blah, 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 blah. And it, you know, she graduated from the same high school, and she is who I thought she was. Anyway, she's a lesbian. It's like, oh my gosh. Oh Lord.
She's a Democrat then, huh?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
And
fits.
And she, 3 years after she graduated, she moved to this particular state. And, she got 2 degrees in like religion or something. And I'm like, huh? And she used to be a Catholic, but now she's a Episcopal or whatever. And, anyway, so I thought, 2 degrees in religion. Anyway, and I'm like, okay. My thought is that she, you know, is searching. But she came to my mind when the Psalm 139 from Shane and Shane came up. And Father, you know who I'm talking about. I pray that you grant her repentance unto salvation, Lord. Seems like she's been searching in some shape or form, and she's really messed up, Lord. And and Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my angel is sending her, giving her a sovereign God. She's going to get a sovereign God in her hands. She's going to read it, and her eyes are going to be opened. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I ask you to grant a repentance and belief in you unto salvation, Lord. Repentance and belief in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for her in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We believe with him. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
I did cut my hair yesterday. And the lady, and it's a mom and a daughter. She cut to my, her name is Mariki. I did talk to her and give us a track. She's, it sounds like by seeking, but don't belong to a church or denomination, but I'll start what she believes in. And it sounds very familiar on what we believe, but we haven't, meet for fellowship. So I give her a track. So she's very interested. So I just want to praise, pray for, Mariki and her daughter. And we just want to all to agree with me, please.
Okay. Lord,
thank
will.
You for, thank you, Lord, for Mariki and her daughter. We're very interested, very sound familiar what I was talking about. Lord, the seed is your grace, what you've come to do for us all in this, as we believe, as Christ in us. But we manifest Christ by believing as well, Lord. But we haven't been in a fellowship with any denomination to ask the Lord to give us the track, to open our minds, our ears, for understanding, and Lord, give us the gospel, the true gospel, the only gospel there is, Lord, that's our truth, that Christ died for us and believed for us, and now we live as Christ in us, that we shine our Christ before for all the people to see, that our light shine, that our glory shine, Lord, that they will see what it is, that they were looking into it and look at that track, Lord, and then open the minds and ears for them to understand, Lord, this is the way, this is the only way, and Jesus is the way, to salvation, repentance, and grace for you. Give him grace and understanding, Lord. Please just ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. I believe with you, Jealous. It's happening even as we speak. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Amen. How you do that? Let me see if I can do that. Amen. Which one do you push? Oh, not that one. All right, y'all be blessed, you hear? Lord, we just thank you for a wonderful evening this tonight. We thank you, Father, that Julie's going to get into what she needs to talk about. Go ahead, Julie.
I was going to do it after we stopped recording.
Oh, okay. And we thank you, Father, for getting everybody home safe, as they already are. Thank you, Father, for getting to the bed safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Good thing you reminded me.